Welcome to yet another episode of Jason's Paranormal Podcast. This episode, we're going to talk about Annabelle. The real story of Annabelle. No, not the blockbuster hit. We're going to talk how it came about and what really happened to inspire the movie. So kick back, relax, and put your feet up. I'm Jason with Jason's Paranormal Podcast. Welcome back, everybody. We are here for yet another fun and exciting episode of Jason's Paranormal Podcast. And I'm actually here with my co-host, my English Bulldog, Kelsey. You may hear her snore and snort in the background occasionally. She likes hanging out with me as I record these, so she's now dubbed Jason's Paranormal Podcast co-host. You probably won't hear her ever say anything, but she'll more than likely always be here. So let's talk about Annabelle, the Raggedy Ann doll that was possessed with a spirit that raised havoc among people's lives. Did you guys know that she was a Raggedy Ann doll? Instead of the porcelain doll that was depicted in the movie? I didn't know that until I started doing this episode. But she was just a normal, everyday Raggedy Ann doll. Nothing special until she started doing paranormal and demonic stuff. So in 1970, the Raggedy Ann doll was given to a student nurse as a present from her mom. It was actually a birthday present that was given to her. Of course, the student nurse was excited and all happy about the present that she had just gotten, so she had taken it home to her apartment so she can share the new present with her roommate. Once she got home and showed the roommate what she had gotten from her mother, she had laid the Raggedy Ann doll in her room, just laid it on her bed, and then proceeded on about with her day. Not long after that she got the doll home, her roommate noticed that the doll would occasionally change positions. Neither her or her roommate had touched it. It would seem to change positions on its own. Eventually, they noticed that the doll would move from room to room by itself, not being in the same spot that it had been left earlier that day. At this point, this is when the student nurses decided to invite a psychic medium over to see if they could tell them what's going on with the Raggedy Ann doll. The medium proceeded to tell them that the doll was inhabited by a spirit. The spirit was ultimately a seven-year-old child that was looking to be loved and to be cared for. So, of course, the student nurses felt sympathy for the spirit, and they agreed to let her inhabit the doll, and ultimately the apartment. over time, the doll's starting to exhibit frightening and malicious activity. Boyfriend of the roommate was over one time. The nurses were not at home. They were either at school or at work. So he heard shuffling going on in the back room. Him thinking that somebody may have broke in, he goes to investigate. When he opens the door, he finds nobody in the room. There was no forcible entry, and he sees Annabelle laying on the floor face down. Within a few minutes, he felt a sharp pain come across his chest. It was a severe and intense pain, kind of like what he thought might could have been like a stroke or a heart attack. But what it wound up being was claw marks going across his chest. At this point, the nurses decided they wanted to rid Annabelle's spirit from the apartment. So they decided to get a hold of a priest. So they get a hold of Father Hedge. After them getting a hold of Father Hedge, he contacted his superior, Father Cook, who then got in touch with the Warrens, who were a paranormal investigation team. And if you're familiar, they are also the same investigators for the Amityville Horror House in The Conjuring. When the Warrens got to the apartment, this is when it was decided that the doll had a demonic spirit to it. It had a malicious intent to find a human host, and it was just using the doll as a way to get in there. The Warrens decided to take the doll and put it in their occult museum that they had. The nurses, hoping that everything would end, also got their apartment blessed, and they had an exorcist come and do an exorcist on the apartment. Shortly after the Warrens had taken Annabelle from the apartment, they buckled her in the car like it was an actual child. Not long after, they started experiencing activity from the doll. Previously, they had decided not to take the highway just in case the Annabelle had the power to mess with a car or cause a wreck or whatever, so they decided to go the back way. But even the back way almost proved to be fatal. On the way home, the brakes started to stall or fail, almost causing a crash that could have been fatal. And once the Warrens got home, they said that the doll levitated and moved about the home. Even when the doll was locked in an outer building, later on they would find Annabelle in another spot within the house. So at this point in time, the Warrens decided to lock the doll up. They had a wooden and glass case made for the doll, and it had the Lord's Prayer and St. Michael's Prayer inscribed on the box to hopefully keep the doll pure and of any spirits. Once they were able to lock Annabelle up, all activity seemed to stop. But yet the spirit of the doll still found a way to reach out from the case. The Warrens have since taking over Annabelle. And no, she didn't make a snoring sound like my English bulldog. She's just sleeping away back there. I don't think she liked the fact that somebody had passed away. Do you? But since taking over the Annabelle doll, and placing it within their museum, the Warrens have then since passed away, leaving the museum and the contents of the museum to their daughter and son-in-law. They now take care of the contents and make sure Annabelle stays securely within the case, so nothing else happens. So although short, that was the story of Annabelle that inspired the blockbuster movie. A Raggedy Ann doll that got possessed and terrorized young nurses and paranormal investigators. It is also said that it has caused at least one death. The story of that is, some people came to go see it in the museum. They tapped on the glass, was mocking the doll, and laughing about it. And on the way home, they crashed their motorcycle. The girlfriend ultimately survived, but the boyfriend passed away. So thank you for hanging out with us today. I hope you enjoyed the story of Annabelle. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us on Instagram. Just look up Jason's Paranormal Podcast. Give us a follow on there. Anything and everything about the show will be posted there. If you like what you heard, also give us a follow on however you're listening to us. We're on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, and TuneIn. So, until next time, Kelsey, my English Bulldog, and myself say thanks for hanging out with Jason's Paranormal Podcast, and take care of yourselves and each other.